personally, I never had to deal with babies biting. Not with Anya, not with Ari. So from what I hear, it's a struggle from 6 months to 3 years of age sometimes. It's usually the problem. Is the kid teething? Are they just aggressive? Do they cry a lot? Are they uncomfortable? Did you know that chewing or biting can also be behaviors linked to autism? Autism spectrum disorder, ASD. And if you did not know that, maybe you should speak to your child's pediatrician about it. When I used to breastfeed, I felt like the girls were biting me, okay? Their suction and them pressing down on their gums was a little bit too hard for my nipple. And if you recline more while your boob is in your child's mouth when you're breastfeeding, it can help the baby latch more further so the tip of their gums is not pressing down on your nipple. So if you're experiencing that, try that method. But let's talk about biting. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. When it comes to biting, I think you need to pay attention to your child's personality over a period of time, or look at what's happening before they actually bite. You know, were they being teased? Was someone taking something from them? Were they frustrated? Were they sleepy? Did they have a fever? Did they not feel good? There's a lot of reasons why a child would feel like, I just need to bite, right? And I think we all need to make sure that our child has safe teething toys, because I feel like every year there's a toy that's created or developed that is not quite safe for children yet. But the troubleshooting of it ends up with a child choking on it, or it breaking, or there's dyes in it that's not healthy for children to have. So pay attention to all the toys that you buy. Pay attention to the chemicals that they use, the small parts of the toys, because your child can choke on very small pieces of toys that can be easily removed over a period of time from being wet all the time, from you washing it, from it sitting in the sun. You know, pieces can break off or rub off. And so you just really need to pay attention to the items that you're buying small children. Also, if you're shopping for gifts for other people's kids, please ask them, does this child have any allergies? Are there toys that you absolutely do not want your child having? Are there certain products or dyes that you want to stay away from? Ask those questions, okay? Make sure that your kids eat on a schedule, because I think sometimes kids might bite or want to rub their gums out of frustration because they're hungry. Because they need a snack, or because they're agitated because they're tired. And sometimes daycares have so many kids to look after that it's hard to pinpoint why a child keeps biting at a daycare, but it's easy to pinpoint why a child is choosing to bite at home if you pay attention to your kids. Check out season 11, episode 3, Teething is for the Birds. I did that one in 2021 where I talked about teething. So if you, your child is teething, or you think your child is teething, check out that episode. What is making your child upset? Again, are they sleepy, hungry, uncomfortable, skin? I remember my mom used to babysit a baby that had eczema really bad. And his mom didn't know what to use on her on his skin, and she got some Renew lotion that she had personally for herself that she would use on him, and he would just sit there early in the morning after his mom dropped him off and cry and scream and just scratch his skin and scratch his skin and scratch his skin. And I felt so bad for him, because he wasn't crying because he was just a miserable baby. He was crying because he was agitated and uncomfortable, and you know, him rubbing on his mouth a lot. Like, I could imagine why he would be frustrated and want to bite. You know, he wants some type of relief. So pay attention to that. Also, is your child in clothing that they're allergic to? Pay attention to certain fabrics. Some people are very much allergic to polyester. You can find polyester in a lot of sheets, bedding, blankets, bibs. Like, pay attention around your child's neck. Do they have a rash? Is it red? Are they rubbing it? Do you see a rash that keeps coming up on their skin? Do not wash baby's clothing with regular detergent. There's a lot of chemicals in some popular detergents that may irritate your child's skin. So try to use dye-free soap, hyperallergenic soap, and wash your children's clothes. Don't have too much soap sit in them. Don't get so caught up in having a lot of scents on your children's clothes, or maybe it's something that you wear a lot. Maybe it's a perfume you wear or a lotion you use on your body where you keep putting your child on your skin and they are allergic to it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Room. Check out Cozy Room Shop for show gear. Don't forget to follow the show and leave a review.
Needing to nurture. Does your child just need to be on you? Do they need to hug you? You know, are they looking to be comforted? Kids don't just bite other kids for no reason. And that's my point. So now, where you take your child to daycare matters, because an incident report on biting could be a major thing. I've talked about this on the Daycare Woes episode that I did with Kiki, where there was another two-year-old that was in a class with two other adults that were supposed to be watching them, and the two-year-old got mad that Ari had a toy and bit Ari in the face. And bit Ari in the face to where it punctured skin, and her face looked horrible for weeks. You know, a big part of me wanted to press charges at that point, but the person that was in the class that was supposed to be watching the kids did get fired. The owner of the daycare did call me as soon as it happened and explained that there was an incident. So I was mentally trying to get prepared for what Ari's face looked like. But when you see your child just damaged from the neglect of an adult paying attention, it's just one of those things where you're just like, why? Like, look at her face. Her face looks so horrible. She looks so sad. I could just imagine how she was screaming. Did they console her enough? Like, there's so much going through my mind. And then I had to be the one to send her dad a picture of her face. So I had to hear his gripe and his frustration as to what the hell were they doing in a classroom not watching kids. And he bit her long enough to puncture her skin. So it's just, this biting thing is it's very important, especially if your child is going to be around other people's kids, because not a lot of parents are going to be like me about an incident like that. A lot of parents will take that daycare to court and take that parent to court if nothing is resolved in the way that they feel something should be resolved for their child's face looking like that. And even to this day, you can still faintly see a mark on Ari's face where that happened. You know, the older she gets, yes, the more it will fade. But as a mom, I will always remember coming into that daycare and seeing Ari's face. Always. So some parents have a low tolerance, and they will get as angry as possible. Words will be said, but I'm very proud of the way I reacted to it. I tried to be calm as much as possible. If her dad had picked her up, I'm not sure if it would have been the same result. But if your child is biting, you have to do everything that you can to curb that or keep your child at home until they're out of that phase. And that's the other thing too. If you have an only child, you don't get to see how your child will react with other children that they feel are on their level, that they feel threatened by, until they're around other children. So that's why it's super important for parents to, even if they have one child, to take that child to the park, watch that child, have a play date, watch the child, you know, take that child other places, watch how they engage with other babies or other toddlers, because you don't want to be that parent where a daycare does not want to take your child because you don't have them set with boundaries and they've never had to learn boundaries. So, yeah, your child bit, your baby bit me. Now what? Now what? Okay. And that's a struggle for a lot of parents to just have to figure out. You might be blessed with two kids that where you never have to deal with that. I was. I can't say that for your kids, but hopefully you figure out what you need to do in order for that to work out in your best interest. Other than that, I appreciate you guys for listening and trying to figure out how to be a better parent out there. My name is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. Don't forget to check out shanbpodden.com for more of your podcast needs and news. Peace.